It's movie time with Matt Quintero.
Oh, God.
It's not your normal movie critic. Heck, he's not even an actual movie critic. He's just a dude that takes copious amounts of chicks to movies and then tells us about it.
That was
We flustered him.
I'm trying to be good.
So sit back, put on your non-fashionable 3D glasses, and enjoy.
And welcome back into Greg and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. You can give me a follow on Twitter at Husker_Nick at ESPN Hooksy is where you find Bill. And then, of course, Will Wilson Radio?
At Will Wilson Radio
is where you find Mr. Will. And now we're going to be joined by a good friend of the show, Mr. Matt Quintero. Matt, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Are you in the oven? What are you, like, watching the pizza and yelling at your phone? What's happening here?
No, sorry. I moved to my dry storage room. Sorry.
Okay. Dry storage is the safest place to be, by the way, in a restaurant.
Is it really? Is that the spot?
Yeah. He's probably like a lot of us do when they're there. He's organizing.
Hey, Matt, so obviously nothing new coming out. The big news of this week was Top Gun was announced that they're going to push that back possibly to, November? I do like that Tom Cruise is like, look, you've waited 30, 40 years for this. You can wait a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care at all.
No, he didn't mind.
They delayed shutting down because they were shooting the new Mission Impossible movie. They delayed shutting down that production way longer than every other movie. I think it's because Scientology is protecting him, and he has no fear of disease.
So right now we're trying to find stuff to watch over the weekend, and we had a caller call in, and he said that everybody, if they get the opportunity, they need to watch the movie What About Bob? Because it's like a classic Bill Murray outstanding movie that a lot of people don't think of right away when they think of all-time great Bill Murray movies. Can you give us your top three Bill Murray movies to watch?
Sure. Number three, of course, Garfield.
Shut up.
No. All right, let's go strictly Bill Murray, like where he's starring in it, because I like all the movies where he cameos, like Grand Budapest Hotel or some other, smaller animated movies like the Wes Anderson movies. But let's just stick to
Little Shop of Horrors.
Bill Murray. Three, I'll go Ghostbusters. I imagine everyone's seen it at this point, but it's always good to go back and give it a rewatch and remember things you don't remember as a kid, things you pick up as an adult. So Ghostbusters would be fun.
By the way, if you're a parent and you haven't watched that movie in a while, it's dirtier than you remember it.
Yes, because okay.
Yeah,
just it's dirtier than I watched that thing when I was like five. And now I've got a 7-year old and I let him watch it and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing?
I totally forgot about that too. Two, shout out to your caller. It's What About Bob?
Such a good movie.
Amazingly funny. That movie's produced some of the biggest laughs in my life. It's one of the most popular movies in my family. Directed by Frank Oz, the voice of Yoda and Kermit the Frog. Not Kermit the Frog. I'm an idiot. Sorry. Voice of Yoda. And Fozzie Bear. Richard Dreyfuss in that movie. So funny. That whole movie's great. If you haven't seen What About Bob, you got to make sure to go see that. And then number one is Groundhog Day. That movie's like darn near perfect. The Super Bowl commercial they did this year, it was so nice seeing him on that little character again. But if you haven't seen Groundhog Day, oh man, that is just one of my favorite movies of all time. I think it's nearly flawless.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. And if you have a chance to Google the behind the story of Groundhog Day, it's actually kind of depressing. like how long he is stuck in Groundhog Day and like all that stuff. But
I think it's fascinating.
Oh, it is. It's a great movie.
Some people think it was months, years. Some people think like 1,000 years. That'd be amazing if it was 1,000 years.
By the way, Hooks is mad at you. Matt Hooks is over here rattling off movies he thinks are better than your movies.
Well, I mean, that'd be like...
Tell him some, Hooks.
Well, I know we're probably looking towards like the family get-together movies
no,
for Bill Murray.
No, anything.
Look, man, there's two. I'm totally with you on Ghostbusters for sure. I like all those other ones. But how do we not have Stripes? The Bill Murray movie Stripes back in 81. And then my number one, Caddyshack. Caddyshack, baby.
Caddyshack is funny. It's not a good movie. Hot take. Caddyshack is really funny in spots and not a good movie. That is one of the worst narratives of any big comedy.
It doesn't have to be good.
That storyline gets forgotten about like 17 minutes in, and it's okay. Like it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be the greatest movie of all time. Like we can just sit back and be like, wow, Bill Murray's hilarious, Chevy Chase is hilarious, Rodney Dangerfield's hilarious. But no one should argue that it's a great movie. It's not really funny spot.
I'm surprised because two of my favorite Bill Murray movies, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou,
yep,
is one of my all-time favorite Bill Murray movies. He's awesome, and that's such a good movie. And then The Royal Tenenbaums is absolutely great.
Yeah.
I'm surprised neither of those were on your list.
I mean, that's the beautiful thing about Bill Murray's career. He's made so many movies. He's got, like, there's something for everyone to have, you know, be their favorite. Nothing wrong with either of those movies at all. They're good movies.
Rushmore, people love that movie.
Yeah.
And then don't forget one of the all-time greatest cinematic achievements ever.
True.
Space Jam. All right, man.
What about Kingpin?
Kingpin is
so good.
I know Kingpin. I love Kingpin with that hair.
Your hair
holds the ball up.
Yeah,
it's so good. God, those movies are good.
There really are very few like bad answers here. Like the dude's been working for 35 years making quality movies.
No, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, get back at it. We'll catch up another day. Thank you for jumping on, Matt.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me. Have fun, guys.
All right, Matt. Bud. Appreciate you. That's Movie Time with one Matt Quintero. All right, guys. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Dane Exotic or Dr. Exotic or Exotic Todd, whatever we want to call him, he is coming up next to hang out with us on the show as our favorite fullback, our favorite doctor, joins us for a DDT Friday. Back after this.